25. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Yes, it's Mozart, the overture to The Marriage of Figaro with Staatskapelle Dresden on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music for a Monday afternoon on the way. We'll hear from Mendelssohn and his Songs Without Words, as well as Camille Saint-Saëns and an orchestral suite based on one of his favorite vacation destinations, the Algerian Suite, still to come. Here at Kansas Public Radio, we play the music that you recognize, like Mozart's Marriage of Figaro Overture. We also provide music that you may not have ever expected, and we have one of those tunes for you right now, from an English composer who lived mainly in the early 20th century by the name of Roger Quilter, who was known for his light music pieces and English art songs, usually with text, from Shakespearean sonnets. Well, this is a suite about a character in the mold of Falstaff, who infiltrates high society and thumbs his nose at the squares and takes them down a peg or two. A rascally figure known as the Rake. Next on KPR. And that's from British composer Roger Quilter of the early 20th century and a suite called The Rake, played by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony, conducted by Adrian Leeper here on Kansas Public Radio. That's just one example of the kind of piece that you hear on Kansas Public Radio from a composer you might not have heard of, with music that you might not be so familiar with. Everywhere else on the radio where you can find classical music, and that around this area there are not many places that fit that description, but everywhere that you can find classical music, you'll probably hear the Mozart that you know, the Beethoven that you know, the Bach that you'll know, but there's no one there to do the thinking about what might surprise the audience. Music from a composer you might never have heard of before, like Roger Quilter, or Alan Avanis, or Henriette Bosmans, or the great guitarist Stephen Funk Pearson, all of whom have been enjoyed here on this program, because there's someone there to do the thinking about providing a balance between large orchestral pieces and more intimate ones. That's the difference on Kansas Public Radio, that this music is very carefully considered before it's presented for your edification. We hope that you can be the next one to support us during the Hive Drive at kansaspublicradio.org, or by giving us a call at 888-577-5268. And on that note, time to check in again with Laura, Jason, and James in Pledge Central.
That is correct, bringing you artisanally crafted radio.
Andra Schiff at the keyboard playing a Mendelssohn piece from his Songs Without Words. We heard Spinning Song No. 4 in C on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1:30, much more still to come from Camille Saint-Saëns and Antonin Dvorak. Thanks for being with us on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting our favorite things with Kansas City Actors Theater, showcasing musical genres and theatrical scenes, Saturday, April 11th at Village Presbyterian. Tickets at BachAriaSoloists.org. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at PeasleyTech.org/PeasleyPromise. A big thanks to all of you for your support during our Hive Drive. Be the next one to pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org. We've got next the radio and TV, the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra, and a suite by Camille Saint-Saëns, reflected his lifelong love of Africa, the Algerian Suite on KPR. That is music from one of the most prolific of the 19th century French composers, music by Camille Saint-Saëns, who paid his first visit to Algeria in 1873, and it wouldn't be long after that until he had crafted a whole orchestral suite that expressed his feelings of the place, we heard the Algerian Suite with the Swiss-Italian Radio and TV Orchestra, conducted by Francis Travis here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about 10 minutes to go until the news from NPR, and there's much more still to come in this hour. We've got music by Antony Dvorak with the Minnesota Orchestra from the opera Rusalka still to come. And later, much later still, one of the Brandenburg Concertos by Bach for you. That's all just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. I do hope that you're enjoying the program out there. One thing that I really enjoy is being able to put together a program for you each and every afternoon. Always strive to leave you either humming a familiar tune or overjoyed at maybe a new piece or maybe a new work from a composer that you didn't know about. We're always trying to craft a wonderful experience for you, and the only reason we're able to do it is because KPR is supported by its listeners. And during the Hive Drive, that's where we're at, and we're asking for you to be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's good to be here. My name is James Weiser, and I am a...
That's not true at all.
That's absolutely not true. I'm lying.
100%.
You know, you were mentioning, James, earlier, you were explaining the sustaining membership. And I think that's something that I think resonates with me. I just realized that I'm a sustaining member of my credit card companies. And that way I'm not late on my bill. It really is helpful. But when you become a sustainer with Kansas Public Radio, you're just not paying what you owe. You're paying forward, because all of the programming that you hear right now was paid for by other folks who have given to Kansas Public Radio, folks who've been sustainers, folks who've mailed in their renewal forms, people who've called in, gone to the website, new members, people just like you who enjoy classical music, who enjoy NPR News, who enjoy all the weekend programming like the Retro Cocktail Hour, Jazz Overnight. We have actually many, many hours of jazz programming on Kansas Public Radio overnight. That's something you don't really think about, but it's there. And the reason it's all there is because folks like you, generous listener members, support your public radio station. And we'd love to hear from you right now. The website is kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call us at 888-577-5268.
We know that public media is in a rough spot right now, that we used to get not all of our money from the federal government. There was always this sense of like, oh, you're just getting all this federal money. We never got a ton, but we did get some, and it was important. And we need to replace that. How are we going to do it? I'm not going to lie. It's going to be difficult. We're going to need as many new members as possible to make that happen. And my argument to you for doing that is, it's easy to feel like things are really out of your control right now. I mean, we're living in hard times. We are living in times that are complicated and scary. We get to decide what our future is going to look like and the kind of media we're going to be able to have. We're going to do it because of each other. So make your pledge now at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
Music by Antonín Dvořák and the Polonaise from the opera Rusalka. The Minnesota Orchestra with conductor Eiji Ue here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, NPR News just ahead. Stay with us for more wonderful classical music right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Nearly all that story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at casalvks.org.
Live, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Oh, there's the BBC Concert Orchestra, led by Barry Wordsworth. Now, folks, I didn't know that on today's All Things Considered, we were going to have a feature about bicycle manufacturers. It's only a coincidence that we heard that bit by English composer Sidney Torch, a little tune called Bicycle Bells, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, back with you for more classical music before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Between now and then, we have an absolutely enchanting sonata for violin and harp by the German composer Louis Spohr, as well as the Philadelphia Orchestra, who will bring us that famous bit from the opera Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni, all ahead here on KPR. Thanks very much as well to those of you who have made your pledge of support during the Hive Drive. Kansas Public Radio relies on listener support now more than ever. If classical music is important to you, and this is an important place to catch it, then please be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll await your pledge or your call and proceed with the ensemble La Stravaganza to enjoy Johann Sebastian Bach and the Fourth Brandenburg Concerto on KPR. Players of La Stravaganza and Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 by Bach on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, a beautiful sonata for violin and harp in just a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. And Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Yellow Sub for providing lunch during our membership drive. Yellow Sub, serving oven-baked sub sandwiches at 1814 West 23rd Street in Lawrence. It is our spring membership drive, the Hive Drive, and it's time again to check in with the folks over at Pledge Central, where I understand we're tantalizingly close to reaching an important goal.
We absolutely are. We are 7 sustainers
for the programming, and we would love to hear from you right now at kansaspublicradio.org and give your support to us for all the programming that you enjoy. You can call us also at 888-577-5268.
Thank you so much, Pledge Central. We have now something for you from a German composer of the 19th century, Louis Spohr, who was a great violinist. He was also married to a wonderful, talented harpist, a woman named Dorette. And when he wrote his violin sonatas, he wrote them just for the two of them. Here's one of his violin and harp sonatas played by Josef Suk and harpist Katerina Englichkova on KPR. Playing violin there, Josef Suk, alongside harpist Katerina Englichkova, with a sonata for harp and violin in B-flat major by the 19th century German violinist and composer Louis Spohr, here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got about 10 minutes until 3 p.m., and All Things Considered from NPR News. Before the hour is through, we'll be paid a little visit by the Philadelphia Orchestra for the famous intermezzo from Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana. That's still to come here on KPR. I hope you've been enjoying the music this afternoon. I've certainly enjoyed sharing it with you. I have something I'd like to tell you about now, because it's actually a big deal. We are in our spring membership drive. We're calling it the Hive Drive, because we're being busy worker bees to encourage you to pledge your support for classical music at kansaspublicradio.org, or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. The deal was Nancy Peterson was going to kick in $8,000 to Kansas Public Radio, but that's conditional. That's only if we can convince 73 people to become sustainers to KPR, or if they're already sustainers, to upgrade their sustaining membership. Out of those 73 people that we need, we are now down to just one sustainer. Is that right, Pledge Central? Just one sustainer left?
That is correct. We are one sustaining member if you use the app to listen to KPR. If you become a sustaining member, which only requires a donation of 41 cents a day, you will receive one of our new bee tote bags that have a very friendly-looking bee on it. These tote bags talk about how you are a sustainer of Kansas Public Radio, and these bags will look great at the farmer's market or at the public library. I'm a librarian, and I love these tote bags because you can put your books in them. You can give them to your any kids you may have in your house to tote back and forth from the library, and we are one away. And so, Jason, why don't you thank the folks who have most recently donated and maybe wrap us up?
I'd love to do that because I really do appreciate your support for Kansas Public Radio. Thanks to Kurt and Gertis Coles of Topeka, Kansas. They've renewed their membership. Also, thanks to John and Joanne Wilcox of Lawrence. Thanks so much. They say that they've been listening for 30 or 40 years, and they're happy to be able to give what they can, and they appreciate what we do. Also, thanks to Thomas Schnitker of Lawrence, a new member. Also, thanks to Marie Verbanek of Overland Park, who, like Destiny, is a cat person and really enjoys listening to Morning Classical. And also thanks to Cheryl Hewitt, who is also from Lawrence and is upgrading her sustaining membership. And we really would love to have more sustaining members. I know we come on a few times a year on the air and we ask for your support, your calls, your support online. The great thing about sustaining membership is that that's income that we can count on every month. We know that, you know, we know how much money we can budget for. It's not a guessing game. And this is kind of like ice fishing, you know, where we're asking for folks to grab that hook and to come on into the KPR membership club. But you just never know who's listening really at any one time. I hope because you enjoy classical music, I hope because you enjoy all the other programming you hear on Kansas Public Radio and depend on us, I hope you'll also support us because that's why we're here. 97% of our budget now is funded by you, not by the federal government, not by the state government. It's by you. And that gives us a lot of freedom to program the way we want to do. Jeff gets to decide what he wants to put on the radio every day, and I think he does a wonderful job, and I'm personally a big fan. If you're like me, if you love Kansas Public Radio, join us at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call us at 888-577-5268.
Thank you. It's been really wonderful to be here in studio this afternoon. My name is James Weiser. I am the Dean of Libraries at Kansas State University. And the thing that I like so much about Kansas Public Radio is its geographic reach across so many parts of our state. And we've had such good dialogue in studio today about the friendly rivalry between K-State and
KU. Friendly.
And, you know, when it comes to basketball season or football season, we may not be friends, but when it comes to supporting things that better the lives of Kansans, we're all on the same team. And so we know that Kansas Public Radio makes this state a more interesting, more educated, more creative place to live. And I don't think that spending just a small amount as a sustaining member is too much to ask for the investment to make this such a better state to live. So if you are in a position to help out, as Jason said, almost all of the revenue for KPR comes from you, the listener. Please log in at kansaspublicradio.org or call in at 888-577-5268. We're so happy to be able to ask our listeners for support, and we know that the work here is so good, and we appreciate you.
Thanks so much, James.
The name is Intermezzo from Cavalleria Rusticana. Music above composer Pietro Mascagni and performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra with conductor Eugene Normandy here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is just about 3 p.m. and I'm almost time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to step aside. I won't be going anywhere, though. I'll be with the folks in Pledge Central next, getting the news with you at the same time you do, and also encouraging your support for public radio by making a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. I want to say a very big thank you to James and Laura and Jason, as well as Amber in Pledge Central, and a big thanks to all of you who made your voices heard and stepped up and pledged your support for classical music during the Hive Drive. If you can support us, do so at kansaspublicradio.org or call us at 888-577-5268. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge. You can also tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 3 o'clock.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
87 degrees in Lawrence, 89 degrees in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many other frequencies all around the state. Thanks to the generous contributions of listeners just like you in years gone by, we are also available on the World Wide Web at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones, Artie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today here at KPR. We're going to talk about some of the reasons for supporting KPR in our next half hour. We will also get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. Then, federal judge Pauline Newman is kind of a superstar in the small community that tracks patent law.
Well, she's extremely bright and very hardworking, quite independent.
She's also 98 years old, and that in part has led her to be kind of frozen out of a job that actually carries lifetime tenure. She is now asking the U.S. Supreme Court for help. We'll learn more about that story coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Kansas Public Radio thanks Yellow Sub for providing lunch during our membership drive. Yellow Sub, serving oven-baked sub sandwiches at 1814 West 23rd Street in Lawrence. Partly cloudy skies tonight. We do have a slight chance of rain after midnight. It's going to be quite breezy with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain. Slight chance of storms in the afternoon with highs in the lower 80s, but temperatures falling into the 70s in the afternoon. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:20.
Thanks so much, Laura, and thank you for listening, Laura Lawson. But as it's playing, remember that your support is crucial. KansasPublicRadio.org, and thank you.
How do you get your kids to school when you're worried about being detained by ICE?
A block from my house, in the morning, on the way to school, someone was taken out of a truck, disappeared 10 minutes later. Gone. It was like they didn't exist.
In some places, neighbors are stepping in to get kids of undocumented parents to school. We take a trip with a walking bus on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition with Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 88 degrees in Topeka, 89 in Manhattan, 86 in Emporia, and it is 3:30.
Up while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ recorded a third straight day of losses. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas legislature has voted to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill that protects pregnancy resource centers, which are places that counsel women against abortion. Critics say these centers falsely pose as medical clinics and provide information that isn't accurate. The bill shields the centers from regulations requiring them to provide information about abortions, abortion referrals, or counseling. The Kansas Senate vote to override was 30-9, and Republican State Senator Mike Thompson says the bill will protect life.
Basically, all it does is it ensures that the more than 50 pregnancy centers serving women and families across Kansas cannot be targeted or forced by government officials to act against their beliefs.
The law, however, does also provide a pathway for pregnancy resource centers to sue any person or government entity who violates the rights protected by the bill. Recent changes to federal food benefits mean some immigrants have lost assistance for groceries. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports the restrictions are affecting as many as 90,000 people nationwide.
Many refugees, asylum seekers, and human trafficking survivors are no longer eligible for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The reversal is part of the massive spending package that Congress passed last year. The Trump administration says the measure reduces fraud and waste in the program. But Joseph Labrera, a food research expert at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says there's already a heavy vetting process.
So this is only hurting people who are highly documented, if you think about it. They've gone through that process of demonstrating that they are here for humanitarian protection.
Labrera stresses that SNAP is not and never has been available to people without legal documentation. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
Western Kansas farmers could take a pay cut to reduce the amount of water they pump out of the aquifer. But as Kaylin Moore reports, conservation might be the best long-term financial option.
Farmers across the Ogallala Aquifer region know their time is up, and water cuts are coming to conserve the water left. Farmers are wondering what that means for irrigation and their bottom line. Kansas State University researchers say their profits will take a hit. But Micah Cameron Harp, an ag economist, says that irrigated land is over 50% more valuable than dry land.
You know, in a good year, you could have 55% of farms turning a profit. The way that they stay in business over time, though, is that their land values continue to go up.
Cameron Harp says cutting water use will mean farmers can at least maintain some irrigation to keep land values higher. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a chance of rain after midnight. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
When news breaks, Morning Edition takes you there.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. I'm speaking to you as I cross the border into Iraqi Kurdistan.
And NPR's Ruth Sherlock is in Turkey, close to the border with Iran, where she's been speaking.
And we go next to Lebanon, where NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi has been covering this from Beirut. Hi there, Hadil.
Good morning.
Join us for on-the-ground reporting, clarity, and context every weekday morning from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. This is your place for NPR News, listener-supported public radio from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence with many other frequencies, again, supported by listeners just like you. You'll find a complete listing of all of our frequencies at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as t-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riveratks.com.
Coming up in our next half-hour news headlines at 4:01, then the U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing arguments on Wednesday about the question of whether all children born in the United States can continue to automatically receive U.S. citizenship. It's a constitutional question, so they're going to be looking into it. We will find out what the arguments might be coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
We have a 20% chance of showers late tonight. It's going to be breezy with lows in the mid-60s. A 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s, but temperatures dropping in the afternoon. There's a 70% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, and we're expecting a low in the upper 40s. It's 88 degrees in Topeka. The time is 10 minutes before 4.
And it's an excellent time for you to make your pledge to Kansas Public Radio. Take advantage of the challenge from Mike and Tana Aline, matching pledges dollar for dollar right now. Maybe give us a suggestion about what we should name the KPRB. You know what? I like the name Baxter with a B. Or maybe Ebenezer. Those are some names you don't hear too much anymore.
I wonder why.
Yeah. So think about it and give us a call. 888-577-5268. And thank you.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up next. Stay tuned. It's 4 o'clock. You're listening to KPR.